Connections Between People. Raymond James, The Power of Personal. Disclosures at RaymondJames.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu.
It's 71 degrees in Topeka. You're listening to All Things Considered on KPR. It is 3:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for making us a part of your Friday as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. Appreciate you taking the time. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, we're going to talk about how the Department of Homeland Security is now requiring all U.S. passengers who are returning to the United States from any country that has been affected by Ebola going to have to arrive at a single airport. And that airport, my friends, is Dulles. If you've ever lived in Washington, you might understand what they're going, Dulles? But anyway, Dulles, I like it. They have like these little tramways, which is very space age. I think Eero Saarinen designed them. At any rate, they got to go to Dulles, and a lot of people are not happy about this, so we will explain why that is the case. Also in this next half hour, we will check in with our brand new KPR Occasional Travel Series with Jay Schaefer and Rex Buchanan. It's called Take the Off-Ramp, and today they are going to take you to a quiet place that was once visited by tens of thousands of people, one of the starting points for those traveling along the Santa Fe and Oregon trails.
Everybody has this image where, like a two-track road that you'd see out through a pasture somewhere, and that's not what they look like.
So we're going to look at the wagon ruts and a cool museum coming up on KPR. 30% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tonight. Patchy fog after midnight, lows tonight in the upper 50s. This is Kansas Public Radio, and it's 3:20.
Support
scientific acumen to the advice industry in his new book, Take Me to Your Leader. What you need to know for alien encounters, and all the latest news, Saturday and weekend edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations. It's Weekend Edition Saturday, this week featuring Scott Simon. And your local host will be Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next, just about 35 seconds away. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence and 73 in Manhattan. It's 3:30.
Gas prices and inflation.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Firefighters are headed home, and officials are assessing damage after a week of wildfires that ravaged southwest Kansas. Almost 130,000 acres burned after lightning strikes sparked several fires in Meade and Clark counties, which were still recovering from wildfires earlier this year. Shauna Hartman is a fire prevention specialist for the Kansas Forest Service. She says the fires are almost fully contained, and now communities are shifting to rebuild.
It's kind of a roller coaster. You get through the battle and the emotional toll of fighting the fire, and then you look at what also there is for rebuild as well.
Landowners will now be counting burned acres of crops, lost grazing land, and cattle killed by the fire. AAA is predicting that more Americans than last year will travel this Memorial Day weekend, and they will be spending a lot more money on gasoline. Frank Morris reports.
AAA expects 39 million Americans to hit the road this weekend. That's a little more than last year, despite a sharp spike in fuel costs. Gas prices are up about $1.50 from this time last year. The national average is at about $4.50 a gallon. Locally, prices range from $4 to $4.30 a gallon. Gas is typically cheaper than the national average in Kansas City, in part because big pipelines link the area to oil fields and refineries on the Gulf, cutting transportation costs. The U.S.-led attack on Iran has pushed diesel prices even higher. In the Midwest, diesel's up from $3.40 a gallon on average earlier this year to almost $5.80 now. I'm Frank Morris.
A Wichita native who discovered the wreckage of the Titanic is back in Kansas to help launch a new exhibit. Roger Nomer has that story.
Oceanographer Robert Ballard is opening the exhibit that will tell the hidden story of Titanic's discovery. In the early 1980s, Ballard approached the Navy for funding to locate the ship. Instead, they wanted to use Ballard's technology for a secret mission. Navy officials directed him to locate two sunken nuclear subs. They created the Titanic cover story to hide the truth from the Russians.
My commanding officer wanted me to go back to one of them that had nuclear weapons because we don't like leaving them around on the bottom of the ocean.
An exhibit focused on the ship and the mission to discover it is at Wichita's Exploration Place Museum through the summer. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 30% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, patchy fog cropping up after midnight with lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. We'll see more of that fog hanging around in the morning, highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening, slight chance of showers after midnight, lows tomorrow night in the mid-50s. This is KPR, and it's 3:35.
From NPR News.
So if you'd like to do some time in Leavenworth, Rex and I recommend stopping by Fort Leavenworth. Check out the wagon ruts and visit the Frontier Army Museum. See the carriage that Abe Lincoln rode in. And save yourself some time. Get your visitor's pass to the fort online before you come. For Rex Buchanan, I'm Jay Schaefer, encouraging you to take the off-ramp and explore Kansas.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence. Lots of other frequencies, too, all listed for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including Broadway musicals Waitress, The Book of Mormon, and Legally Blonde, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up, news headlines at 4:01, followed by findings from South Africa and Mozambique from the PEPFAR program. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. From the University of Maryland Libraries, committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. And from Amazon Business, committed to smart business buying, where AI tools have the goal of optimizing the purchasing experience, paired with delivery options built for business. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. This is NPR.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week, Bill Curtis retires as judge and scorekeeper. He says he's looking forward to enjoying the show as a listener and writing in to correct our grammar, just like all of you do. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR One stations. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas Trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org.
It's 4 o'clock.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR be the model for high-quality journalism in the 21st century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
70 degrees in Lawrence, 72 in Topeka. It is 4:06.
Neto Ulibi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, also at 89.7 FM in Emporia, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational, arts, and news programming with a Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org.
Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then we are going to hear from Byron Allen. And because I am as old as the dinosaurs, I mostly remember him as one of the hosts of a show called Real People that was on like in the 1970s. Do you remember Real People? Byron Allen, Skip Stevenson, John Davidson, Sarah Purcell. Okay. Anyway, Byron Allen, he's still around. He's a comedian and a businessman, and he is now speaking out against his critics.
You have a huge audience out there. You only need 1 or 2% to be a success. Not everybody's going to love me.
His show is called Comics Unleashed, and he is taking over the newly vacated time slot left by The Late Show on CBS. You'll hear that interview coming up on KPR. Support for All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Douglas County Master Gardeners Native Plant Sales, Saturday, May 30th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Over 10,000 plants native to this area and grown locally. Details at dgemgks.org. 30% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight with patchy fog after midnight. We're expecting a low in the upper 50s.
Support for NPR comes.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock on your KPR stations for Weekend All Things Considered.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It's 73 degrees in Manhattan, 73 in Emporia, 76 in Abilene. The time is 4:30.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street following upbeat earnings reports from companies in the retail and tech sectors. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Firefighters are now headed home, and officials are assessing damage after a week of wildfires that ravaged southwest Kansas. Almost 130,000 acres burned after lightning strikes sparked several fires in Meade and Clark counties, which were still recovering from wildfires earlier this year. Shauna Hartman is a fire prevention specialist for the Kansas Forest Service. She says the fires are almost fully contained, and now communities are shifting to rebuild.
It's kind of a roller coaster. You get through the battle and the emotional toll of fighting the fire, and then you look at what also there is for rebuild as well.
Landowners will now be counting burned acres of crops, lost grazing land, and cattle killed by the fire. AAA predicts that more Americans than last year will be traveling this Memorial Day weekend, and they will be spending a lot more on gasoline. Frank Morris has the story.
AAA expects 39 million Americans to hit the road this weekend. That's a little more than last year, despite a sharp spike in fuel costs. Gas prices are up about $1.50 from this time last year. The national average is at about $4.50 a gallon. Locally, prices range from $4 to $4.30 a gallon. Gas is typically cheaper than the national average in Kansas City, in part because big pipelines link the area to oil fields and refineries on the Gulf, cutting transportation costs. The U.S.-led attack on Iran has pushed diesel prices even higher. In the Midwest, diesel's up from $3.40 a gallon on average earlier this year to almost $5.80 now. I'm Frank Morris.
A Kansas Native American museum is celebrating its 50th anniversary this month. Roger Nomer explains.
Wichita's Mid-America All-Indian Museum is marking 50 years of sharing Native American culture. It hosts collections of photos, cultural artifacts, and art. Kansas is central to Native American history, as many indigenous people migrated there for bison. Executive Director Candy Taylor says it's important to give the perspective of all the country's tribes.
We're able to draw content from any one of those tribes and to tell their stories. And so that's essentially what we're doing, is passing on the history of tribes in America.
The museum's six-month celebration kicks off this Saturday with music, crafts, and food. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas: mostly cloudy skies tonight, a 30% chance of showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms. Patchy fog after midnight with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Patchy fog hanging around in the morning. Highs tomorrow in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening with a slight chance of showers after midnight. We're expecting a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and highs in the 80s for Sunday. You're listening to KPR, and the time is 4:35.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Morning Edition keeps you in touch with your fellow human beings and with people seeking human contact, like those at speed friending events.
It was very good for my soul.
And at no phone bars.
I wanted to create a space where people could come, interact, be vulnerable, be nervous, but be human, you know what I mean?
I do. Listen for Life across the country, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. On Monday, your local host will be Matthew Alchio.
Join us for KPR 105 Live from the Dole Institute. Food trucks at 11:30 and a concert featuring Alexa Dawson at 1 p.m. Thursday, June 4th. Live from the Dole Institute. More at doleinstitute.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 5:01. At just about 5:12, the largest provider of hot meals in Gaza, the World Central Kitchen, has cut its distribution in half.
The long-term responsibility of feeding an entire population cannot rest on one organization alone.
They say the war in Iran has made their costs for food and fuel skyrocket. The details coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, celebrating the free spirit of Kansas through independent films, music, and art in downtown Lawrence, June 22nd through 28th. Passes and tickets available at freestatefestival.org.
It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 73 in Manhattan. It's 10 minutes before 5.
It's NPR.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old-fashioned reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 70 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Professional Studies, an economic engine for the region, providing career-specific degrees, professional development programs, and leadership workshops that strengthen communities. More at sps.ku.edu.
It's 70 degrees in Lawrence, 74 in Topeka. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:30. At 6:15, Take the Off-Ramp is the new name of KPR's occasional travel series with Jay Schaefer and Rex Buchanan. Today, they visit a quiet place once visited by tens of thousands of people, one of the starting points for those who traveled along the Santa Fe and Oregon trails.
Everybody has this image, they're like a two-track road that you'd see out through a pasture somewhere, and that's not what they look like.
Wagon ruts and a cool museum. We'll tell you about it coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival announcing a night for the history books. Bill Curtis remembers on the 60th anniversary of the Topeka tornado, Monday, June 8th at Washburn University in Topeka. Details at kansasbookfestival.com.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight. We do have a 30% chance of showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. Patchy fog again tomorrow morning with highs in the mid-70s, lows in the mid-50s tomorrow night with a chance of rain.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
We here at KPR hope you join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library in KPR. It's hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Arthur Dodge, Kelly Hunt, and Julie Schwarting. Free at the Lawrence Public Library Wednesday, June 10th at 6 p.m. We'll see you there. 75 degrees in Manhattan, 75 in Emporia. The time is 5:20.
Ever since childhood, I've wanted to be abducted by aliens.
The familiar voice of Neil deGrasse Tyson, the noted astrophysicist, lends his scientific acumen to the advice industry in his new book, Take Me to Your Leader. What you need to know for alien encounters and all the latest news, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock from 7 to 10 a.m. It's Weekend Edition Saturday. Tomorrow, your hosts are Scott Simon and Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, engaging the community with programs like Masterpiece, Nature, Frontline, and Antiques Roadshow. Program schedule available at kansascitypbs.org.
Hope you'll stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in just about 35 seconds. It's 70 degrees in Lawrence and 73 in Chanute. It's 5:30.
PR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. AAA predicts that more Americans than last year will be traveling this Memorial Day weekend. They will be spending a whole lot more on gasoline than last year. Frank Morris reports.
AAA expects 39 million Americans to hit the road this weekend. That's a little more than last year, despite a sharp spike in fuel costs. Gas prices are up about $1.50 from this time last year. The national average is at about $4.50 a gallon. Locally, prices range from $4 to $4.30 a gallon. Gas is typically cheaper than the national average in Kansas City, in part because big pipelines link the area to oil fields and refineries on the Gulf, cutting transportation costs. The U.S.-led attack on Iran has pushed diesel prices even higher. In the Midwest, diesel's up from $3.40 a gallon on average earlier this year to almost $5.80 now. I'm Frank Morris.
A Wichita native who discovered the wreckage of the Titanic has come back to Kansas to help launch a new exhibit. Roger Nomer has the story.
Oceanographer Robert Ballard is opening the exhibit that will tell the hidden story of Titanic's discovery. In the early 1980s, Ballard approached the Navy for funding to locate the ship. Instead, they wanted to use Ballard's technology for a secret mission. Navy officials directed him to locate two sunken nuclear subs. They created the Titanic cover story to hide the truth from the Russians.
My commanding officer wanted me to go back to one of them that had nuclear weapons because we don't like leaving them around on the bottom of the ocean.
An exhibit focused on the ship and the mission to discover it is at Wichita's Exploration Place Museum through the summer. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Roger Nomer in Wichita.
Wichita's Mid-America All-Indian Museum is celebrating 50 years of telling Native American stories. It started as a cultural and social services center, often serving Native Americans working in the aviation industry. Now the museum educates people about the culture, tradition, and fine arts of indigenous people. Executive Director Candy Taylor says there are 575 federally recognized tribes in America from which to draw the stories.
That's what we're here to do, is to educate people, to let them know that, you know, the Native tribes are still here. They didn't die with the Wild West. We are still here, and so it's important for us to continue to tell those stories.
The museum's six-month-long celebration kicks off tomorrow. The party will feature music, Indian tacos, and games for all ages. Later this year, the museum will be opening a hall honoring noted Native Americans and hold a celebration powwow. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, 30% chance of showers and a slight chance of storms tonight. Patchy fog after midnight with lows in the upper 50s. More fog tomorrow morning, but burning off as the day wears on. Partly sunny skies and a high in the mid-70s.
From a prison in nearby Lansing.
A word of caution about all of this. None of these prisons is fond of photography. And we know this because of all the posted signs that say photographs prohibited.
So if you'd like to do some time in Leavenworth, Rex and I recommend stopping by Fort Leavenworth. Check out the wagon ruts and visit the Frontier Army Museum. See the carriage that Abe Lincoln rode in. And save yourself some time. Get your visitor's pass to the fort online before you come. For Rex Buchanan, I'm Jay Schaefer, encouraging you to take the off-ramp and explore Kansas.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. Up next, we have news headlines at 6:01. Then we will get an update from South Africa and Mozambique.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, working with communities across the state to build and care for small town paths to wide open prairie routes, connecting Kansans to the land and each other. More information at kstrails.org.
It's 10 minutes before 6.
Elsewhere in the show, NPR's Mandalay Del Barco and David Folkenflik, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
You bet.
You say goodbye.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Progressive Insurance. Building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. From the University of Maryland Libraries, committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. And from Amazon Business, committed to smart business buying, where AI tools have the goal of optimizing the purchasing experience, paired with delivery options built for business. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. This is NPR.
I'm Peter Sagal. This week, Bill Curtis retires as judge and scorekeeper. He says he's looking forward to enjoying the show as a listener and writing in to correct our grammar, just like all of you do. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. News headlines are coming up in just about 60 seconds. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 6 o'clock.